This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Monday said the United States is looking into allegations of human rights abuses by Israel and its operation against Hamas in Gaza.
From day one, we've been working to do everything we can to try to increase protection for civilians, as well as, you know, to facilitate the delivery of humanitarian assistance for the Gazans who so desperately need it.
Axios News site on Saturday reported Washington was planning to impose sanctions on Israeli battalion, which has operated in the occupied West Bank, though the Israeli military said it was not aware of any such measures. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Sunday he would fight against sanctions being imposed on any Israeli military units for alleged rights violations after media reports said Washington was planning such a step. Israel has yet to provide evidence for its accusations that hundreds of staff with the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, or UNRWA, are members of terrorist groups, according to a new review of the agency's neutrality released on Monday that could prompt some donor countries to review funding freezes, Reuters' Rachel Faber reports.
The review also noted that UNRWA has a, quote, more developed approach to neutrality than other similar UN or aid groups. According to Catherine Colonna, a former French foreign minister appointed by the UN to lead the review.
There's always room for improvement. And some issues related to neutrality persist. This is why this mission was created.
Colonna was tasked with the review after Israel accused 12 UNRWA staff of taking part in the Hamas-led October 7th attacks that triggered the Gaza war. A separate probe by internal UN investigators is looking into those allegations.
Reuters' Rachel Faber. Gaza hospital officials say an Israeli airstrike on a home in the territory's southernmost city of Rafah has killed at least 9 people, 6 of them.